From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. German prosecutors have asked a regional court to allow the extradition of former Catalan separatist leader Carlos Puigdemont. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
Puigdemont faces a rebellion charge in Spain for organizing an independence referendum. He initially fled Spain to Belgium after the vote, but has been held in Germany since being arrested there on March 25th. The French news agency reported Puigdemont's attorney has appealed against the Spanish Supreme Court's decision to prosecute him on the rebellion charges. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
China said it will impose penalties on $3 billion worth of nearly 130 U.S. products as a response to U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. University of Maryland economics professor Peter Morici says the Trump administration's decision was warranted.
I think he's on the right course to confront them. Whether he's pursuing the correct strategy to force a deal remains to be seen.
Morici said the reaction may be overblown, since the U.S. and China so far have penalized a narrow list of goods. Stock markets in Asia and Europe saw declines Tuesday but did not suffer losses as steep as those Monday in U.S. markets, where continued fears about a U.S.-China trade war and a verbal attack on Amazon by President Donald Trump sent stocks lower. China's Shanghai Composite Index finished down about 8.84%, while Japan's Nikkei fell about 0.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rallied in afternoon trading to close up about 0.25%. Early trading sent stock markets in Britain and Germany lower. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our app. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has decided to cancel a deal with the United Nations to resettle African migrants in Western nations. After meeting with angry residents south of Tel Aviv on Tuesday, Netanyahu says he reconsidered after hearing their concerns. Netanyahu faced heavy criticism from nationalist allies, even within his own ruling Likud party. President Donald Trump will host the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for a Baltic summit at the White House Tuesday. Cindy Sain has that story.
Vice President Mike Pence made clear that the United States stands with the people of the three Baltic republics in the face of Russian aggression during his visit to Estonia last summer.
Under President Donald Trump, the United States of America rejects any attempt to use force, threats, intimidation or malign influence in the Baltic states or against any of our treaty allies.
The Baltic leaders are expected to stress that the U.S. should not underestimate the threat Russia poses to them right now. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Malaysia's parliament has approved a new law for publishing and sharing false information on digital platforms and social media. Ed Giles has more.
Malaysia is the first country to outlaw fake news, and offenders could land in prison for up to 6 years. On Monday, Prime Minister Najib Razak got a majority in parliament to approve the law for publishing or sharing false information on digital platforms and social media. The law is expected to pass the country's upper house this week and come into effect soon after. In the lead-up to a general election, critics of the new law say they could be used to stifle dissent and imprison journalists.
That was Ed Giles reporting. Grace Lee reports that Hong Kong's once-thriving pro-democracy movement, weighed down by growing pessimism and facing a crisis of confidence about its future.
As China tightens its grip on the city, Hong Kong's democracy movement is facing a crisis of confidence about its future. Pro-democracy parties have been losing ground. Last month, they won only 2 of 3 seats they were expected to take easily in by-elections, and with it, the power to block bills that may be pro-Beijing. It's a worrying shift for the movement's leaders. They say without a public mandate to push back, they lose their sole weapon to counter China's influence in Hong Kong at a bad time.
That was reporter Grace Lee. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged the warring sides in Yemen to reach a political settlement to the end of the 4-year conflict that has left 22 million people in urgent need of aid. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.